towels? Check. Notebooks? Check. Gym shoes? Check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Noah Chubb has continued to dominate the Explorers this season. However, last inning did not go his way. The Raptors finally scoring a couple of runs off of him. They scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth, although one of them was unearned, one of them was earned, and so they've scored three runs off of Chubb this season, if you include his other appearance that he had back on July 23rd, a quality start there where he went six innings and allowed just one run. He's been similarly dominant here as the first pitch of the inning to Mike Monahan misses for ball number one. 1-0 count, popped up middle of the infield, and the pitcher Chubb gets called off by the third baseman, and Gellings is there to make the play for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning. Brings up Christian Bermudez to the plate. It is 6-2, the lead for the Dock Spiders. And A.J. Buonasetto warming up in the Raptors bullpen. And, well, hey, with the fifth inning here, usually our time for the Q&A session. If you'd like your questions answered, feel free to send them in to raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. The Raptors mailbag coming your way here. 0-1 the count as that one is fouled off by Bermudez. I'll answer them through the sixth inning because I got a little bit of a late start on it as that one misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. But if you have any questions that you'd like sent in, it's raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Pitch on the way home, and that one a swing and a miss for strike number two from Bermudez. 1-Bermudez. Trying for his first hit, but can't get it there as he swings and misses at strike number three. That brings up River Lindsay with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. A 6-2 lead for the Dock Spiders. And River Lindsay, the man batting leadoff for the Raptors in the batting order. But the Raptors, even though they were able to score two in the fourth inning, they've still struggled to get offensive production as Lindsay swings and misses at the first pitch. He's been hot to start his Raptors career, though. Had a double in the game yesterday. He went 2-for-4 in his debut as well, as this one has popped up towards center field, running up on it, and that will end the inning, though. Did not go the Raptors' way. The fifth inning, it's 3-up, 3-down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the sixth. It's 6-2 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The red glow of the setting sun comes across Witter Field for one final time this season with the players on the field and hoping for a good news Wednesday night. The Rafters are trying to make a four-run comeback. They trail it 6-2. As we get to work in the top of the sixth inning against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. And A.J. Buonasetta takes over for Ashton Poole, as Ashton Poole went through four innings and he allowed three runs. All three were earned on five hits, two walks, no strikeouts. He did have one wild pitch, faced 18 batters on 58 pitches before handing it off to Buonasetta. A.J. Buonasetta coming into this game, he's got a 12.08 ERA across eight appearances in 12 2/3 innings. First pitch of the game for him misses inside for ball number one. Tommy Guggins back up to the plate. And the pitch from Buonasetta misses inside for ball number two, 2-0 the count. And Guggins, right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup. Buonasetta, a 6'195 right-hander, a redshirt freshman out of Golden West College, native of Irvine, California. 2-0 count, it chokes him up on the hands and gets fouled away. Now a 2-1 count. Guggins is 1-for-2 on the game, also has drawn a walk. His last time up, he flew out to center field. Before that, it was a walk. Before that, a single. Scored two runs, has two stolen bases already. 2-1 the count, and the pitch from Buonasetta home. It's a grounder back up the middle over to second base. Going to be a tough play, but Arusevic is there and makes the 4-3 putout happen for out number one in the sixth inning. Brings up Reese McCarthy with the bases empty and one out in the top of the sixth. And McCarthy, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. And when you look at Buonasetta this season, the real trouble for him has been locating the strike zone. When he's able to locate, he can get out, but he has walked a few too many batters this year. Swing and a miss from Reese McCarthy is strike number one. 0-1 the count. Buonasetta, 18 walks in his 12 2/3 innings pitched. 0-1 the count now, and Buonasetta looking to fire to McCarthy. Pitch is low for ball number one, 1-1 the count. McCarthy is 0-2 on the game. He's reached twice on errors and also drawn a walk. His last time up, reached on an E4. He walked before that and had the E5 back in the first inning. 1-1 the count on the way home, and holding off on the swing as it misses low for ball two. Now a 2-1 count. And his last time up, A.J. Buonasetta did not allow a run in his one inning pitched at Lakeshore back on August 3rd. He's actually been pretty good over his last three appearances as the 2-1 count misses high and outside. Now 3-1. Over his last three appearances, he's totaled four innings pitched and allowed just one earned run on three hits and two walks. Trying to keep that rolling along here. 3-1 count coming home to McCarthy. It's grounded to the left side of the infield. Picked up at third. Long throw from Bryan. It's a little low, but in time for the 5-3 putout as the first baseman, Landon Gaz, is able to grab it before it hit the dirt. And that's two up, two down in the top of the sixth. Brings up Quinn Chambeau with the bases empty and two outs. A 6-2 lead for the Dock Spiders. And Quinn Chambeau, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. First pitch on the way home is taken inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Chambeau, 1-2 on the game. He grounded into a double play his last time up. Before that, it was a sacrifice fly and an RBI single. 1-0 count on the way home. Grounded up the middle over towards short, and it gets past the diving glove of Bermudez. So Quinn Chambeau reaches first base successfully with a two-out single. His second hit of the game, and it brings up James Hankerson Jr. with two outs and a man on first. The Dock Spiders have now out-hit the Rafters 10-1. It has been quite the offensive day for Fond du Lac and quite the opposite for the Rafters. Runner on first is Chambeau. Two outs. Still a four-run lead for the Dock Spiders as that one is fouled back by Hankerson. 0-1 the count. And Hankerson, the left-handed hitting right fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. Owen won the count, and Buonasetta looking home. Runner taking off from first. Pitch is low. Throw on down to second. Would have been in time if it was angled properly. It was to the outside of the bag and then not picked up by Bermudez, as it's now a 1-1 count to Hankerson and a stolen base for Chambeau. So a runner on second, two outs in the top of the sixth. Still a four-run lead for the Dock Spiders. 1-1 the count, and Hankerson, 1-2 on the game. He doubled his last time up. Takes the 1-1 count away for ball two, now a 2-1 count. Hankerson, before the double, he grounded out 3-1, and he drew a walk. Scored one run this game, and now a 2-1 count. Hankerson, five home runs on the season, but 35 RBIs as the 2-1 misses inside. Now a 3-1 count. And Hankerson coming from FSU. He had entered this game batting .247 on the year. Still looking for his first RBI of the game, though. His 35 RBIs eclipse any individual Rafter this season. 3-1 count coming home. It's a high chopper over to second base. There is a Rusevic, and the throw to first is in time. A little low, but hey, Gaz is there for a reason. It goes 4-3 to take care of James Hankerson Jr. And in the sixth inning, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-2, the lead for the Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
On it, they will see their 2, 3, and 4 batters in the bottom of the 6th. They trail 6-2 against Fond du Lac. And Hiroto Kobayashi, Kareem Arusovic, and Landon Gaz due up. Hiroto Kobayashi going to be the first one of the inning to take on Noah Chubb. Chubb, the right-hander, back out here for his 6th inning of action, looking for the quality start. Gets a high chopper over towards short. Long throw, but it's in plenty of time as it goes 6-3 to take care of Kobayashi for out number one. One pitch, one out in the 6th, and Noah Chubb has had 4 really good innings, but that 4th inning, the Rafters were able to get to him as they had 29 pitches from Noah Chubb and scored 2 runs. Also had a double and a pair of walks. Outside of that inning, the Rafters have not had a base runner. First pitch on the way to Arusovic misses outside for ball number 1, and Kareem Arusovic really struggling today. 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts so far. First pitch for a ball. Grounds one to the right side of the infield, and that sneaks on through into right field. Second hit of the game for the Rafters, and this time off the bat of Kareem Arusovic. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with a man on first and one out in the bottom of the 6th. It's a 6-2 lead for the Dock Spiders, but the Rafters trying to cut back into this lead. The right-handed hitting first baseman Gaz up at the plate. Righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Arusovic over on first. He is leaning a little bit. Gets a pickoff move his way, but Arusovic back in time. And so no pitch yet to Landon Gaz. And Arusovic remaining on first base. Now on the mound, Chubb gets the ball into his glove. No runner taking off. It's fouled back by Gaz. 0-1 the count. Landon Gaz 1-for-2 on the game. He had the only hit for the Rafters up until Arusovic singled that last at-bat. Gaz, his hit was a double back in the 4th inning. It was an RBI as well. 0-1 the count with the man on first, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number 2, an 0-2 count. Gaz staying hot. He had the RBI double last time up. And that followed up his 2 home run game yesterday. Also had a single in that game and totaled 6 RBIs. Has an RBI in this game as well. And trying to be the Rafters' best hitter. And that's going to be tough to do with Jake Beauchesne in the game as the 0-2 count is fouled back by Gaz. Remains 0-2. Gaz before the double, though, grounded out 5-3 back in the 2nd inning. And on the mound, Noah Chubb trying to get another quality start here. Runner still on first, 0-2 count. And that one's going to hit inside off of Gaz. And so he will head to first base as he had almost swung on that one. And this is not good. Gaz got hit on the wrist there. And a hit by pitch. That is the first hit by pitch of the game for the Rafters after they had 5 players beamed yesterday. They also had 5 players hit by a pitch in the game against Lakeshore just 3 games before that. They've had some hit by pitches take out players with key injuries this season. You saw Christian Bermudez go down with a hit by pitch. Just to name a couple of instances where the Rafters really struggled due to the hit by pitch, and tons of hit by pitches lately as they now have runners on first and second. Gaz is on first, though, stays in the game, which is good news for the Rafters. Pitch on the way home to Jake Beauchesne, misses inside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Runners on first and second, one out, a 4-run lead for the Dock Spiders, and a breaking ball misses low. Now 2-0 the count. O'Shane, right-handed hitting left fielder, righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. And O'Shane, 21 RBIs on the year. He's batting at 311. 3-0 count now as that one misses away. And clearly, Chubb trying to take care of maybe the Rafters' best hitter. O'Shane has just been so consistent atop the Rafters' order. 3-0 count. It's hit out deep towards center field. On the run, now slowing down, though, the center fielder. He'll make the catch, throw it back in, and it's a good one over to third, but not in time. It bounces off of Rusevic as he slides into the bag, but Gaz remained over at first base, so it is a productive out from Jake O'Shane, although swinging on a 3-0 count, you're likely hoping for something better than that, as it brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate with runners on the corners and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. A four-run Dock Spiders lead, and Bryant, the right-handed hitting third baseman, he's continued to get on base for the Rafters. He's gotten on base in six straight games and on-base percentage at .407 this year. Batting .238, though, is he's had a couple of clutch hits. Going to see if he can do so here. First one taken high for ball number one, 1-0 count. Right-handed hitting third baseman out of South Georgia State College, native of Douglas, Georgia. Righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Chubb looking home, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Now a 1-1 count. Bryant 0-1 on the game. He walked his last time up and struck out back in the second. 1-1 the count, and Bryant holds off on one as it misses low and outside, 2-1 the count. And during batting practice today, Bryant was at the plate and sent one over the left center field wall. And the funny thing is, there was a family walking by that saw the ball kind of land right at their feet. And they say, look what I found. That one hits in there for strike number two, 2-2 the count. So Bryant gave them a souvenir earlier. We'll see what he does here. No home runs on the season yet for him. Very few games for the Rafters played so far. Just these seven appearances. 2-2 count. Misses inside, and that one is going to hit Bryant. He's not happy about it, and now that loads the bases. Another hit by pitch. The Rafters continue to get hit by pitches, and it brings up Lachlan Maud to the plate. With two outs and the bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth. A four-run game, and that means that Maud represents the tying runner. A home run would be a grand slam and tie this thing up. The Rafters have seen two grand slams in the past week after not having one up until this point in the season. First pitch on the way home in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Chubb trying to get the quality start here, but the Rafters threatening as the 0-1 misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. Ryan Ament is warming up in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders, if need be. 1-1 the count. Chubb up to 92 pitches, and a breaking ball misses inside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Maud, one home run on the season. And now a 2-1 count with the bases loaded. Pitch coming in, hits the plate for strike two. 2-2 the count with two away. Bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch is laced over on the ground to shortstop, and it's not cleanly fielded. It gets into center field. Here comes Gaz on the way home being waved around, and he will score. This is now a two-run game. An error over at shortstop could have ended the inning, but instead, Maud is safe at first. Bryant goes to second. Gaz scores from second, and Arusevic scores from third. It's now 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth. A two-run game, and it brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Grounder over towards third, and he will just step on the bag himself after picking it up. Five unassisted for the fielder's choice, and that does it for the sixth inning. However, the Rafters are able to bring across two runs. They score those two runs on just one hit, but once again, there was one error, and the Rafters leave two on base. We go to the seventh. It's 6-4. The Dock Spiders lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
What a performance from Noah Chubb as he throws 96 pitches. However, the Rafters were able to tag him for a couple more unearned runs in that sixth inning. They scored two runs and made it now a 6-4 ball game. Chubb had six innings pitched and allowed four runs. Just one of them was earned. He had five strikeouts and two hits. Assumption is that he'll come out of the game after this. Almost no shot that he returns for the seventh, up to 96 pitches, and the Rafters offense finally getting to him. But A.J. Buonasetta is returning for the Rafters, as he is their pitcher coming back from last inning. First pitch, though, misses outside and in the dirt for ball number one to Jonathan Fitz. Fitz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, leads off the top of the seventh, a 6-4 Dock Spiders lead. 1-0 the count, and Buonasetta brings it home, gets a pop-up, but foul and out of play. Now a 1-1 count. Fitz will be followed by Taylor Freeman and Dawson Schmidt in the top of the seventh. That's who's due up, 5-7 in the batting order. Fitz, 1-2 on the game. He hit a sac fly his last time up, has three RBIs. Two home runs on the season so far, and a 1-1 count, misses inside, now 2-1 the count. Fitz did have a double back in the first inning. It was two RBIs on it, but he did fly out to right field back in the second. 2-1 count coming home, and that pitch misses low. 3-1 the count, and Buonasetta's got to locate now. 3-1 the count, and mentioned it earlier, but Buonasetta, he performs well whenever he's able to find the strike zone, but that's his biggest issue. 3-1 count, misses outside. Ball number four, and Fitz will walk on over to first base as the leadoff batter of the seventh inning. Brings up Taylor Freeman to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the seventh. 6-4, still the lead for the Dock Spiders. And Buonasetta in that sixth inning, that was his only inning pitched so far, and a 16-pitch sixth inning for him. He had three groundouts and a single. First pitch on the way here. It's a bunt that's popped up straight back into the netting, and now an 0-1 count. Taylor Freeman is 1-for-3 on the game. His two outs were his best hit balls. Absolute screamers off the end of the bat. One went to left field and was caught in the air on a nice play by Beauchesne, and another one to third base that was caught out of the air by Peyton Bryant. But he did bunt to get on base his last time up. 0-1 count, and he swings the bat. It splits in half, and the ball is popped straight back out of play. 0-2 the count, so a broken bat for Freeman, and the upper half of the bat now has to be delivered to the Dock Spiders dugout as Peyton Bryant will bring it over. Nice little shard there, and now an 0-2 count to Taylor Freeman as he got jammed on that one. And Taylor Freeman, he has had some big games against the Rafters this season. Freeman in five games against Wisconsin Rapids. He's batting .471 with a .1310 OPS. Also has a home run as he pops one straight back and out of play. Still an 0-2 count. And with Jonathan Fitz still at first base, you're not watching for him to really take off, but he is a base runner that you don't want to let come around to score. 0-2 the count, and the pitch from Buonasetta, high for ball one. Now a 1-2 count. Taylor Freeman, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. Freeman comes from Lawrence University, and on the season, batting .297. Pitch on the way home, it gets jammed up, and still a 1-2 count. That one was coming right at my face for eye. I get you might be angry at me, but no need to hit me with a baseball. 1-2 the count. On first base, Jonathan Fitz. 6th pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and Freeman swings and pops it up in foul territory, right side of the infield, and Gaz is there, makes the play, and that is out number one. Brings up Dawson Schmidt to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the top of the 7th. Still a 2-run lead for the Dock Spiders, and brings up Dawson Schmidt, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. And the Rafters bullpen really locking it down after Kenny Schultz had to come out after just one inning pitched in his start. It allowed 3 runs in that first inning and threw 36 pitches, which meant he wasn't eligible to return. First pitch to Schmidt, misses low and outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And Dawson Schmidt, he's had himself a good game, although the season's been a bit tough on him. He is 2-for-2 with 2 singles and a walk. First pitch was a ball, and the second pitch as well makes it a 2-0 count. Schmidt from St. Norbert College has Fitz still on first base. Schmidt making his debut against Wisconsin Rapids as a 2-0 count hits for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. Schmidt looking for his 3rd hit of the game. He'll be followed by Caden Kunkey, who also has 2 hits. 2-1 count, misses high and tight. Now 3-1 the count. And Schmidt looking for a really big game today, trying to reach for his 4th time. Had entered this game with just 3 hits on the season across 6 games, and now takes that one outside for ball number 4, and the second walk of the inning. Second walk of the game from Buonasetta. And so Dawson Schmidt moves to first, and Jonathan Fitz goes to second. brings up Caden Kunke with runners on first and second and one out in the top of the seventh inning. A 6-4 Dock Spiders lead. And the right-handed hitting left fielder Kunke in the batter's box. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch down the middle for strike one. 0-1 the count. Kunke 2-for-3 on the game. His last time up was an RBI single. Before that, a fielder's choice and a single. 0-1 the count. Buonasetta looks back towards second base. Now brings the pitch home. It's hit out towards right center field, running over to it. It won't get there. Lindsay will have to play it off a hop. Picks it up with the glove, throws it on in to second base, and now the run will come home to score. It goes in as an RBI double for Caden Kunke, his third hit of the night, and that makes this a 7-4 Dock Spiders lead in the top of the seventh. And Buonasetta not able to limit the damage here, but can't let it compound. Runners on second and third, and one out in the top of the seventh. It's a 7-4 Dock Spiders lead. Now at the plate, Jalen Gellings, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way, on the inside edge, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and the infield pushed in every single one. Understandably so, as you're trying to get these runners to move. 0-1 the count on the way home and taken low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Gellings batting 250 entering this game on the season. 8 RBIs and a chance here for some more. 1-1 the count, misses outside, now 2-1. First base is open, so Buonasetta, the worst thing in the world would not be a walk, because it would set up a potential double play. However, the best thing would be a pop-up or a strikeout. 2-1 the count, and Gellings pops one up. That was one of those two options. Over towards first base, Gaz is there, and foul territory makes the catch, and that is out number two. Big one for Buonasetta as it brings us back to the top of the card with Tommy Guggins stepping into the batter's box. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta with runners on second and third. Two outs in the top of the seventh, a 3-run Dock Spiders lead. And Buonasetta, coming into this game, he's had a couple of big performances and gets a swing and a miss there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And if he's able to get out of this inning without allowing another run, then you're saying, hey, this inning, this performance is still pretty good as well. He allowed one earned run over two innings back on August 1st against Lakeshore, followed that up with a shutout inning at Lakeshore back on August 3rd. 0-1 count, misses low and away for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And a guy who comes from Golden West College this past season struck out 14 batters with a 4.35 ERA in just 10 and a third innings. 1-1 count, grounded to the left side of the infield, and a diving play not made from the shortstop in left field. Beauchesne trying to throw home. It's up the line and not going to be able to make a play. It's a 2-RBI single for Tommy Guggins and makes it now a 9-4 Dock Spiders lead in the top of the seventh. And Tommy Guggins just making it happen with that pitch. His third time on base, his second hit of the game. And it clears the bases. Caden Kunke scoring from second. And Dawson Schmidt scoring from third. Guggins just loves batting against the rafters. He's batting 223 on the season, but against Wisconsin Rapids, 276. It's on base a lot, and he's got a 2-for-4 game going today. First pitch now to Reese McCarthy is called on the outside edge for strike number one in 0-1 count. And McCarthy, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. The runner on first, Tommy Guggins. Nobody else on the bases, so watch out for Guggins to try and take off. He is going to here. Pitches low. Throw on down to second. Is not in time. Stolen base for Tommy Guggins. And he continues to take bases against the Rafters. That's his ninth stolen base against Wisconsin Rapids. And of his 14 total, he's had just five against other teams, nine of them against the Rafters. I don't know what it is, but he just loves playing the Rafters. 1-1 the count to Reese McCarthy. And the pitch on the way home is hit out towards center field. That will get down for a hit. Throw coming in from Lindsay is not going to be in nearly enough time. Gaz cuts it off, and that's an RBI single from Reese McCarthy, so the stolen base did some damage. Third run scored of the night by Tommy Guggins, and that's a 10-4 lead for the Dock Spiders. Falling apart late here in the game, and with that, Manny Silva will head out to the mound to have a chat with Buonasetta. Manny Silva, the Rafters pitching coach, and hoping for a turnaround for the Rafters. A.J. Buonasetta looking to get back on the right track and hoping for some words of encouragement as the Rafters will slow things down here. It's a 10-4 game in the top of the seventh inning, and it was a really close one entering this inning. 6-4 the game, but a four-run frame, and now the Rafters down six runs. That's their biggest deficit of the game. And with that, Jack Wiesinger is getting warmed up in the bullpen. And Wiesinger might be needed sooner rather than later. But Buonasetta hoping to take care of this inning at the very least. He's got two outs. Runner on first base. And it brings up Quinn Chambeau with the runner on first. Two outs in the top of the seventh. Grounder up the middle over towards shortstop. Bermudez is there, fields it, and flips it to second. It's a 6-4 fielder's choice to take care of Quinn Chambeau, and that is out number three. But a ton of damage was done. The Dock Spiders scored four runs on two hits. There were no errors, and the Dock Spiders left one on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It is 10-4 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the game is Ryan Ament, and Ament coming into the game replaces Noah Chubb after Chubb pitched very well. And I had given you his line earlier with the expectation that he would leave the game, and he indeed did. After throwing 96 pitches, that was it for Noah Chubb. Chubb's six innings pitch, Four runs allowed. None of them were earned on just two hits, two walks, and five strikeouts, although he did hit two batters as well. Grounder over to third on the first play, and it's not cleanly fielded. He thought he was going to make the play, but instead, it's not fielded correctly by the third baseman, Gellings. And so the leadoff batter for the Rafters, Christian Bermudez, able to reach to first on an infield single. His first hit as a Rafter, and it brings us back to the top of the card with River Lindsay. Nobody out, man on first in the bottom of the seventh, a 10-4 lead for the Dock Spiders, and the first pitch home is going to hit off of the batter, and a hit-by-pitch of River Lindsay is going to send him to first, and Christian Bermudez to second. Back-to-back rough pitches from Ryan Ament. The first one, an infield single. The second one, a hit-by-pitch, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with runners on first and second, and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. The Rafters had it as a 6-4 deficit entering the seventh inning, but four runs came across for the Dock Spiders, so they lead by six. And just three hits in the game for the Rafters, although they finally found their third one just earlier in the inning. First pitch here to Hiroto Kobayashi is in for strike number one. Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Ament. Ament, the lefty from George Mason, a redshirt junior out of Saraville. And the 0-1 count called for strike number two, now 0-2. Ament, 6'5", 220. Big frame there, and that follows up Chubb, who's 6'6", 220. Runners on first and second with two away. The Rafters looking for a big comeback, and Kobayashi sends one up the middle toward center field, and the center fielder trailing back out after stepping in at first, but makes the play for out number one. That retires Kobayashi for the third time this game, and it brings up Kareem Arusevic with runners on first and second, and one out in the bottom of the seventh. And Kareem Arusevic had started this game rough, struck out twice, but he had the single in the sixth inning. That's one of just three hits this game for the Rafters, as Noah Chubb allowed just two of them. Ryan Ament, not quite as lucky here. Lefty-lefty matchup between the two of them, and the first pitch on the way home misses in the dirt outside, nearly gets away from Chambeau, but he's able to race over to it and keep it in front of him. 1-0 the count. Arusevic 1-for-3 on the game, singled his last time up, struck out his first two, scored a run as well when he reached in the sixth. Runner on second is Christian Bermudez, on first River Lindsay. One away in the bottom of the seventh, 10-4 the Dock Spiders lead. Ament looking back to second, now brings the pitch home. It is on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Bit of a breakdown for you on the new pitcher into the game, Ryan Ament. This is his eighth appearance, and a 7.27 ERA entering this game. Pitch from Ament, misses low and almost gets away. It does get away, late jump, and he's out by a mile at third. Christian Bermudez took off late as the ball got away from Quinn Chambeau, but a caught stealing there, and River Lindsay remains on first base. So now two outs in the bottom of the seventh and a runner on first. Still a six-run lead for the Dock Spiders and a 2-1 count to Arusevic. Runner on first is Lindsay, not taking off. This one's popped up off the end of the bat towards the left side of the infield in foul territory. Third baseman and catcher both going to it, and last second communication, the third baseman Gellings catches it, and that is out number three. So the Rafters, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the eighth. It's 10-4 Dock Spiders on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Jack Wiesinger has come into the game for Wisconsin Rapids, takes over for A.J. Buonasetta, and Wiesinger coming into this game, he's hoping to continue on the right track as the right-hander has had some up and downs this season. Takes over for Buonasetta after Buonasetta went two innings pitched. He allowed four runs. All four were earned on four hits and two walks. He did not strike out a batter and did not hit one with a pitch. No balks from him, and along with that, no wild pitches. He ended up facing 12 total batters on 45 pitches before Wiesinger came into the game. So Wiesinger now on the mound for the Rafters, and like I mentioned, hoping that he can continue on the right track. Run in the game before that, he allowed just one unearned run over two innings. So no earned runs in the last three innings pitched for him, and four of his last five games, he has not allowed an earned run in. Although he did get tagged for four at Madison back on July 30th. First batter that'll face James Hankerson Jr. First pitch is a strike. Second one hit out towards shallow left field. Running up on it, Beauchesne, and he's able to bring it in for out number one. That's one up, one down in the eighth inning to start the game for Jack Wiesinger. Brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the top of the eighth. 10-4, the lead for the Dock Spiders. They scored four runs last inning on A.J. Buonasetta. And before that, three runs tagged on Ashton Poole over four innings pitched, and three runs off of Kenny Schultz in the first inning. And he had gone over the 35 pitch per inning marker, which meant that he was not eligible to return for the second. First one from Fitz is fouled back and high off of the netting. It's an 0-1 count. Jonathan Fitz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Wiesinger. Fitz is 1-for-2 on the game. 0-1 count coming home. That one taken on the inside edge. Strike number two called. 0-2 the count, and the last game at Witter Field of the season. The Rafters find themselves down six. 0-2 count, swing and a miss for strike three as it bounced off the dirt. Throw on to first from Maud is in time, and that is out number two in the eighth inning. Two up, two down, and it brings up Taylor Freeman with two away, and the base is empty in the top of the eighth. Still a six-run Dock Spiders lead. And, well, it would have brought up Freeman if not for the pinch hitter. Devin Nunez coming into the game for Taylor Freeman and wanted to move to a lefty batter. So a pinch hitter here as Nunez has come in for Taylor Freeman. First pitch fouled back. Strike number one. 0-1 the count. And first plate appearance for Nunez after Freeman went 1-for-4 on the game. He had a single and a run scored. 0-1 the count now to Nunez. And the pitch on the way from Wiesinger fouled back once again. Now 0-2 the count. Nunez has appeared in a couple games against the Rafters this season. Three games played, and in those three games, he's 5-for-14, which is good for a .357 batting average. Had a pair of doubles and four RBIs in those games.
hoping to keep his strong start going against the Rafters as the 0-2 count misses outside. Now 1-2 the count. On this season, Devin Nunez, who's batting .305 across 24 games. A real good hitter. 1-2 count misses outside. Now 2-2 the count. Nunez, 16 RBIs, one home run on the season. His OPS at .832. 2-2 the count. Looking home, Wiesinger fires and gets strike three called. Second K of the game for Jack Wiesinger, and that takes care of the pinch hitter Devin Nunez for the third out of the inning. In the eighth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. It is 10-4 Darkspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Landon Gaz will lead off the bottom of the eighth inning in a six-run ball game. The Rafters really feel like they got to get some runs going as they will once again take on Ryan Ament. Ament in the seventh inning, he did not allow a run, although he let the first two batters reach. Christian Bermudez was caught stealing third, trying to take off on a ball that nearly got away from the catcher Chambeau. But instead, it was just a late caught stealing. Landon Gaz leads off the eighth. First pitch on the outside. It's called for a ball. 1-0 the count. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Ament. And Gaz, batting .287 entering this game. He's already got an RBI double and took a hit by pitch last inning as well, as that one misses outside. 2-0 the count, and potentially the last at-bat at Witter Field for the players that we'll see come up here. The Rafters' home finale as the 2-0 count misses inside and bounces high and back. 3-0 the count. Gaz, 1-for-2 on the game, hit by pitch, double, and a ground out. And Gaz, such a huge addition in the second half. Been here and one of the team's RBI leaders, making his way up the leaderboard thanks to yesterday's game, as that one misses outside. A four-pitch walk. Not what Ament wanted to do to lead off the eighth inning, but we'll get the Rafters offense started as it brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Still a 10-4 lead for the Dock Spiders, and Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Ament. Gaz on first base, and the first pitch called for strike number one, and after you see a pitcher miss four in a row, you usually like to take the first pitch for a strike, no matter what. 0-1 the count coming home, and that one misses outside. Now 1-1 the count, and Beauchesne a surprisingly rough day for him. 0-for-2 from the plate. He's flown out to center field twice. Actually, three times. One of them, though, was a sacrifice fly. 1-1 count, laced down the right field line in foul territory. It will reach the grass. And now a 1-2 count. Beauchesne looking for one more home run in front of the home crowd. At the very least, wants to get on base one more time. 1-2 the count here in the bottom of the eighth. 10-4 lead for the Dock Spiders, and Beauchesne fouls it back. So, still a 1-2 count. Beauchesne fighting up at the plate. On the season, Beauchesne had entered this game batting .311, a second-half player, but, man, he has been huge for the Rafters. I was looking at it earlier, some of the Rafters' season-long leaderboards, and Beauchesne fifth on hits as he swings and fouls one back, and that hits off of Chambeau, and he goes tumbling to the ground. So Chambeau taking some time here, but looks like he's all good to go. Back on his feet now, and with that, a little bit of time here.